When it's not tracking Mir, the U.S. Space Command keeps track of space junk. Old broken satellites, trash from decades-old missions, even an astronaut's glove. More of these now useless man-made items are being discarded in Earth's orbit. Robert Culp is professor of aerospace science at the University of Colorado. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is most of this space junk? What's up there?
Most of it is fragmentations that came from explosions in upper stages that were launched years ago.
Why does the U.S. Space Command track it so carefully?
Because of the danger that it poses to resident space objects.
Like the shuttle, perhaps?
Like the shuttle, like the International Space Station.
There's a NASA scientist in a story on the wires today, Nicholas Johnson. He says Mir's 143 tons is about the total mass of man-made objects that fall to Earth in an average year.
He says, that's true. There's an average of about 20 tracked objects that come down every month.
Yeah, he says a satellite a day has fallen back to Earth during the past 40 years.
That's true.
That's a lot of stuff.
It comes back unnoticed most of the time. Occasionally you'll see a brilliant flash in the night that people will notice remark on.
So most of it burns up.
Most of it burns up, but quite a lot of it reaches the surface. Things such as fuel tanks made of titanium that survive reentry. You'll see pictures of those occasionally found in someone's pasture.
Yeah, a 1,500-pound fuel tank fell into a Texas couple's rural homestead.
That's right. It was very near Johnson Space Center.
Well, that would have been fitting, perhaps, but dangerous.
Dangerous. In a very low probability form, there's been maybe one or two people that have actually been injured by objects, man-made objects coming from space.
Well, if old satellites usually are just left up there, why did they bring down Mir?
Because it was in what's called a low Earth orbit, which is greatly affected by aerodynamic drag. It was being dragged down by the atmosphere. It was doomed to come in unless they spent a lot of money keeping it up there by boosting it up every few months. It was going to come down on its own.
And in an unpredictable fashion, unless they did something to control it.
Much like Skylab did.
Mm-hmm. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
Robert Culp is professor of aerospace science at the University of Colorado. He's an expert on space junk.